Welcome, hustler, player, and swinger. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast. All game, all the time. Soak it up and learn to play. Visit WJamesD.com. And now, the mic is all yours.
Welcome. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast, one of the most diverse podcasts in the world, alongside my blog. On this podcast and on my blog, we cover a wide variety of topics from self-empowerment, business, having a wealth mindset, the dynamics between men and women, so-called positive thinking, so-called street knowledge. We talk about progressing in life, we talk about getting the things you want, and so much more. And we do all of this through the perspective of what I call uncommon sense. Uncommon sense is knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that has been kept from many of you. These are keys that will help you unlock the doors that are preventing you from achieving the level of success that you're looking for in whatever lifestyle you've chosen for yourself. In this podcast, I will be covering an Ask a Hustler question. These questions are asked by a lot of people that I come across in my life. Some come through consultations that I do. Some come through just talking to people in person. Some come by phone. Some come by way of email. So if you have a question about anything I've written about, anything I talk about on these podcasts, or any questions about the game in general, you can hit me up at my email, and that is wjamesdennis@gmail.com. wjamesdennis@gmail.com. And I have to mention, if you haven't done it already, you can sign up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor. Go to my website, wjamesd.com, and hit the free stuff tab. And right there at the top of the page, you can sign up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor. It's basically like a newsletter. I have announcements in there, special offers, discounts, higher level game, etc. The question for this podcast is pretty simple to answer, and there's a little depth to it, and I'll be going there with you in this podcast today. The question basically is, what is inner game? So in order to answer that question, number one, first and foremost, you have to understand what the game is. And then you have to understand that there's two aspects to the game. You have the inner game and the outer game. Your outer game is only as strong as your inner game. If your inner game is weak, your outer game is going to be weak. No matter how hard you try to establish an outer game, it is only going to reflect your inner game. So when we talk about the game, you need to understand that it is basically a system of self-empowerment. It can also be looked at as a pyramid structure when you want to take it outside of yourself. But you can also take that principle inside of yourself and look at yourself as being the one that directs and controls your life. The essence of the game is self-empowerment. I tell you all this over and over and over again. But when we break the word down and we look at empowerment, a key word in that statement, self-empowerment, is the word power. Why do we need to empower ourselves? Why do we feel we need power? To answer this very simply, it's because in our lives, just generally speaking, we don't have a lot of power. We don't have a lot of decisions and choice of the way we spend our time, being able to move and shake in life how we want, doing what we want to do and need to do on our time and not somebody else's. There's a lot of factors involved in our life that we don't control or have very little control or say-so over. And this feeling, for many of us, leaves us feeling disempowered or, for lack of a better term, helpless or have a lack of control in our lives. That's disempowerment. So when we empower ourselves, we're taking that and switching it around so that we have more control, we have more say-so, and we're able to do things in our lives that we choose rather than someone else choosing those things for us. Very important. Real power is to know. Whenever you are in a new situation, you often fear or you're hesitant on entering that situation because you don't know or you have very little knowledge in that particular area. So you're hesitant, you're doubtful, you might have very low confidence entering that area, or you may just avoid it altogether. The fight or flight principle. I've spoken about that before on my blog. But just to keep it simple, when you don't really know, you don't bring any power with you. They say it, and I'll repeat it, knowledge is power. And I always like to add this, because this is the uncommon sense perspective on it. So, with the uncommon sense perspective, we would say that knowledge is power, but only if you know how and when to use it. You can study and read. You can watch all the YouTube videos you want. Get a lot of knowledge. But if you don't know how to apply the practical application of that knowledge, then you really don't know. And you really don't know because you haven't applied that knowledge, and therefore you don't have the experience of that knowledge. And without experience, you don't learn how and when to use the knowledge, which still, despite everything you know, still leaves you in a state of disempowerment. You know a lot of things, but you don't know how to use those things. You don't know how to bring those concepts and those ideas to fruition, making them yield a result or a benefit for you in your life. So when we talk about inner game, we're talking about basically what's going on inside of your mind. We have tens of thousands, on average, around 40 to 50,000 thoughts that go through our head in a day. The majority of these thoughts are disempowering thoughts. They're thoughts of doubt, fear, worry, not being able to get what we want, or trying to find a way to get what we want, which still is a signal that you really may not be worthy to get what you want. These are all things that we deal with, a lot of us, every single day, all day, inside of our mind. When we talk about inner game, this is what we're dealing with. We're dealing with the mind. And the mind has been programmed since the time you begin to understand and comprehend. It has been programmed since then. And this programming has led you to be the person that you think you are. Your personality, who you are today, is largely composed of everything you've been taught throughout your lifetime, over and over again, through repetition. If you had a child and you just let that child be, that baby just do what it wanted to do, that baby would probably end up hurting itself or possibly killing itself. So you have to train it through repetition. Don't touch the stove. Don't touch the fire. Don't pick up that sharp object. Don't run outside and try to cross the street. You got to look both ways before you cross the street. Now, these are good programs. It keeps the child safe. But there's also a lot of programs that we've accepted. It's not about blaming anybody else. These are things that you have to deal with. This is inner game. There are a lot of programs that we've accepted that disempower us, that make us feel less than what we are. Less as far as self-esteem, self-confidence, and less as far as self-image, how we look at ourselves and how we feel about ourselves. programming. Now, how is the mind programmed? I just told you through repetition. Now, let me give you a secret that's really not a secret, but a lot of people don't know it, so let me give it to you. Your mind picks up things in small bits of information. I'll give you an example. In America, and in most countries around the world, a phone number is segmented. It's divided up into small bits, so that sequence of numbers is broken up into smaller chunks. Not only is this easier to see with your eyes, but it's also easier for your mind to comprehend it. So, in America, you have your area code, you have three digits surrounded by parentheses. Then you have the next three digits, and then you have a hyphen, and then you have the final four digits. So that 10-digit number sequence looks a lot easier when it's divided up. And it's a lot easier to remember when it's divided up, because your mind works best with little bits of information. And this is how you program it. A lot of people are like, oh, James, you're not really into positive affirmations, or you down visualization. And I don't really, because those things can be very effective. But what I do say is those things have been taught incorrectly to you. They've been taught in a way where you're just supposed to do that and just expect miracles, and that's not how that works. But let's go back to the mind, because we're talking about what is inner game. Inner game is game just in general is empowerment. And we empower or gain power by getting knowledge or knowing things. But beyond just knowing things, we have to know how to put that information in our mind in a way that the mind can make it tangible, to make it real, to remember, and to be effective. So when you are doing things and feeding your mind and learning things, it's easier for your mind to break things up into little bits of information, just like I gave the example of the phone number. Now, this is a saying, I think every mother on the planet says this. Look at your child, they might not be doing well in a certain class in school, and you say to yourself, now how is it that you can remember this song, you can remember this chorus, you can remember this hook, this rap song, but you cannot remember your times tables? How is that? Well, it's because of the repetition of the song and the way it is broken up into small bits and pieces of information. This is how you naturally learn, or how we naturally learn best. Things broken up into small bits and pieces of information. So when you hear the hook of a song, that little segment, 30 seconds, 45 seconds, repeated over and over and over again throughout the song, you hear that song a few times, that stuff sticks in your mind. It's like a program. Let me do you one better. Let's talk about commercials. There have been many, many very, very powerful commercials all throughout history. I'll just give you an example of a few. Now, follow along if you will. A lot of you all know these already. Some of you all might not. But for those of you that do, follow along with me. So, you have your jingle in your commercial. I feel like chicken tonight. Remember that one? Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. I am stuck on Band-Aid brand because Band-Aid is stuck on me. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. I'm loving it. Which one's that one? Y'all know that one. I'm loving it. That's McDonald's. I wish I was an Oscar Mayer wiener. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. Subway. What do they say? What's their little tagline? Their jingle. Subway. Eat fresh. What would you do for a Klondike bar? Burger King. Have it your way. The quicker picker up. Remember that one? How about this one? Make a run for the border. What's that one? That's Taco Bell. Now, how come we can remember all these little small taglines and sentences? Not just because of the repetition, but because, again, they're small bits and pieces of information. Let me give you all some game about how to begin to take these same principles, just like those little hooks in the rap songs and hooks in regular songs and these simple little jingles and commercials, because the people that design these things, they know what they're doing. They just don't teach it to you. So I'm going to teach it to you. you can take this same principle and begin to use it to affect your mind. And instead of having other people place what they want in your mind, you can place what you want in your mind. I've told you all this before. Oftentimes, they teach you positive affirmations. And they give you this long paragraph that is supposed to empower you and make you feel good and affect your life. That's fine, but what did I just tell you? Your mind takes in and digests information much easier when it is broken up into small chunks. Just like the hook of a song, just like the jingles of a commercial. Now, I can't give you everything because I do charge people for this game, so it's not fair to them, but let me at least point you in the right direction. Once you begin, or when you want to begin, to take control of your mind and begin to program it yourself, you want to use small sentences, very clear intentions. Now, they do teach you this with positive affirmations. They say, well, make it very positive and do it in the present tense. And then you repeat it over and over and over and over and over and over again, and eventually this is supposed to seep down into the subconscious mind. Now, many of you, I'm pretty sure, that are listening to this, otherwise you wouldn't be attracted to this kind of information. Many of you have probably tried something similar to this, or maybe tried creative visualization. And you may have seen a few results here and there. You may have seen no results. And you're wondering, what am I doing wrong? And that's because, let's go back to our jingles for a second. I'm going to show you something. These jingles are commands. They are commands. Listen, make a run for the border. That is a command. I'm loving it is a command. I wish I wasn't Oscar Mayer Wiener. Your mind takes that in as a command. I feel like chicken tonight. That is a command. You understand what I'm saying? These are commands. When your mind is in a certain state, it is receptive to a command. They call them television programs. Why do they call them television programs? Because they're programming. Literally, they're programming a certain thing into your mind, and they do it through sound and light. That's a whole nother subject. So, as you're watching the television program, and then you jump to a commercial, you'll often notice that the intensity of the volume between a television program and a commercial is different. Why? Because they want the commercials to stand out. Now, everybody's aware of McDonald's, but yet they spend billions of dollars a year, still to this day, advertising. Why do they do that? Everybody's pretty much aware of what McDonald's is. It's been around for a long time, generations. But they still advertise. And that is because they want to keep McDonald's somewhere in your psyche. Even if you do not eat McDonald's, you still know the jingle, I'm loving it. You still know it. It's in your mind. It's been programmed in there. A small bit of information repeated over and over. Now, those commands, that same principle, use that to program your mind. Your positive affirmations do not need to be paragraphs of a long, long, drawn out way to say what you want to be or what you want to become. And as a player in the game, or just as a human being in general, you need to start learning. This is a very, very important key principle to inner game. You need to stop thinking of yourself you don't have and why you don't have. And instead, you need to start thinking about yourself the way you want to be. You need to start thinking about yourself how you want to be. There's an old saying, fake it till you make it. Now, that doesn't fly too well in the game, but the principle behind it is very important because we're talking about a dominant frame of mind, something that goes with you, that overpowers any of those little doubts and worries and fears that you may have. You put a dominant frame of mind, and in the game we use the I am principle. I am this. Remember, you want to start thinking about yourself the way you want to be. I am a writer. I am a hip-hop artist. I am a model. I am a interior decorator. You understand? You want to that little small sentence, that's all the affirmation you need. And it is a command. Small bit of information the mind can absorb and digest in the form of a command. It's extremely powerful when you know how to use it correctly. And again, I'm sorry, I can't go into a lot of detail. That's reserved for people who are willing to pay for that information. I'm just keeping it real with you. But for those of you that are a little bit more advanced, you can instantly take what I just told you and put it to positive, powerful effect in your life. The concept is very simple. Very simple. But there's a lot of intricacies involved in it. If you're willing to chop those up with me, just like I said, email me, wjamesdennis@gmail.com. But let's go back to these commands. When you're affecting your mind through these commands and the repetition of it, over time, yes, you will see a change in the way you think and the way you react to certain situations. Again, when you don't know something, you're fearful and you doubt. But when you do know about something, you can go in a situation with more confidence in it, or at the very least, kind of have a direction of how you want, which way to go, or how to maneuver, or even when it's just time to sit down and shut up because you don't know. And this is grace and finesse with the game. For those of you that are a little bit more aggressive, your take on it might be a little different. And that really doesn't matter, because the most important thing is that you are yourself. That's what this is all about. It's not about you changing who you are. It's about you recognizing who you already are, where a lot of your programming came from, getting rid of the programming that's no longer beneficial to you, and programming your mind with what you want it to have so it operates the way you want it, is able to pull the information you want at the specific time you decide, and improving from there. Not about becoming something or someone different or trying to be like somebody else. It's about becoming the best you that you can be. And this starts by getting rid of your old programming and putting in new programming. Thank you very much for listening. Again, my name is W. James Dennis. If you have any questions, you can hit me up on my email at wjamesdennis@gmail.com. Also, please visit my website, wjamesd.com. As always, I appreciate you for listening, taking the time, and if anything was a little fuzzy, go back and listen to the recording again. There's a lot of very, very simple information I gave, and I think a lot of people will just kind of glaze over it because it sounds so simple. But I really want you to listen to what I've just told you. Take a moment to think and go through your mind and go over where a lot of this programming, your programming, came from, and judge for yourself how much of that is beneficial to you today, where you are in your life now. And if you do this sincerely and take the time with it, I guarantee you, you will find that a lot of things that you feel and believe and think go directly against who and what you're trying to become. Thank you again, and I'm out.